The first of the media-sponsored re-examinations of Florida's presidential vote is in. The Miami Herald and USA Today spent nearly 4 months and $500,000 looking at 64,000 so-called undervoted ballots statewide. Their goal was to determine what might have been the outcome of the election if the manual recounts ordered by the Florida Supreme Court had not been abruptly stopped by the U.S. Supreme Court. According to their review, George W. Bush would have won the election. But NPR's Philip Davis reports that the reviewers found enough errors and inconsistencies in Florida's presidential election to allow both candidates to make the case for victory.
Let's get right to the numbers. A team of 24 reporters and 24 auditors from the national accounting firm BDO Seidman looked at a total of 64,248 undervoted ballots statewide. Undervotes are ballots that didn't have a presidential choice that the tabulating machines could read. Under the most generous standard, counting every dimple and hanging chad as a vote, George W. Bush would have actually increased his Election Day margin from 537 votes to 1,665 votes. Miami Herald executive editor Martin Barron says it turns out that Al Gore did not reap a huge harvest of extra votes in the disputed ballots.
In looking at all these marks, all these pinpricks and dimples and hanging chads and mismarked ballots in the optical scan counties as well, it was largely random, particularly for the punch card ballots.
In other words, both Bush voters and Gore voters improperly punched their ballots. Barron notes that Bush would have benefited from the more liberal standard.
A lot of people would say that that's not an appropriate standard. In fact, a lot of Republicans were saying that the only vote that should be counted is a clean punch of the ballot. And what we found is that under that most restrictive interpretation, that most restrictive standard, that actually, ironically, George Bush's margin would have evaporated. And that Al Gore, under that standard, would have actually won by a grand total of 3 votes.
There are many ways to slice and dice the numbers that are being published today, but the ballot reviewers found one new troubling variable. When Palm Beach and Broward counties did their hand recounts, they erroneously discarded hundreds of undervoted ballots that should have been counted. Again, Miami Herald executive editor Martin Barron.
A lot of those ballots, hundreds of those ballots, that were discarded were in fact no different than ballots that were deemed to be legal votes, legal invalid votes by the canvassing board. And if you actually look at those ballots and include those ballots as legal and valid votes, then Al Gore would have emerged the winner in the election.
By 393 votes. But it's unlikely that those votes would have factored in the election, as few people realize such mistakes have been made. The other big variable that is not counted in the Herald survey is the number of overvotes, ballots with more than one choice for president. State law says those shouldn't be counted, but they were a significant factor in Palm Beach County, where thousands voted for both Gore and Pat Buchanan. The Herald says it will look at overvotes in another study. And a study already underway, led by the New York Times and the Washington Post, will look at overvotes as well. Susan McManus, a professor of political studies at the University of South Florida, says the study provided a valuable service, but it's unlikely to be accepted as definitive.
The media recounts are going to settle not very much in the minds of very many, because there are going to be different numbers coming up depending on what media conglomerate runs the numbers. People who think Gore won are still going to think he won, and people who think Bush won are still going to think he won.
As for the two sides in last November's election, Ari Fleischer, a spokesman for the Bush campaign, released a statement last night that read in part, "The voters spoke and George W. Bush won." But Democrat Doug Hathaway, a former Gore campaign spokesman, countered, "If you count every vote, Gore wins." Meanwhile, Florida's legislature is still wrangling over ways to improve the state's electoral system. Philip Davis, NPR News, Miami.